Honorable Mr. Willie Bett, Cabinet Secretary, Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries, Republic of Kenya. Honorable ministers, cabinet secretaries, leaders of international organizations and civil society organizations, distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen. It is truly an honor to be speaking on behalf of the Japan International Cooperation Agency at the outset of today's World Bank side event at TICAD 6, Future of Food in Sub-Saharan Africa. I would like to congratulate the World Bank Group for organizing such an important and timely event at this moment, in collaboration with the Kenyan government, represented here by His Excellency Mr. Cabinet Secretary, Mr. Bett. And thank you for your kind consideration for having given me an opportunity to speak on behalf of the Japanese Aid Agency, which is the Japanese government, as you know, is one of the co-organizers of the TICAD conference. And thank you for your consideration, for having given me this opportunity to speak. Now, ladies and gentlemen, though this may sound a little bit unusual thing to do, I'd like to take advantage of being able to give you a welcome remark. I'd like to share some of the lessons that we have learned through years of development cooperation in agriculture in Africa. The first message is that we are learning that there are actually signs of a green revolution happening in Africa. This is what we learned through the process called CARD, or the Coalition for African Rice Development, an initiative that started on the occasion of TICAD 4 in 2008. According to the analysis of Professor Keijiro Otsuka, one of the mentors of the CARD initiative, we have sufficient evidence to believe that, first, the Green Revolution has already taken place in some irrigated rice fields in sub-Saharan Africa. Second, that it is possible to realize significant productivity gains for rice in the rain-fed areas in sub-Saharan Africa. And third, management training programs designed to raise productivity of small-scale family rice farms can be very effective. I believe these are findings worthy of our attention. Before, we were asking ourselves, is the Green Revolution possible in Africa at all? By contrast, if, as Professor Otsuka argues, a Green Revolution is in rice, is already taking place in some parts of Africa, then the question is no longer how to make the Green Revolution possible, but how to accelerate the process of Green Revolution, which is now starting to take place by disseminating various conditions favorable and necessary for such processes. Ladies and gentlemen, the second message that I'd like to share with you is that it is possible to make agriculture an attractive business. This is what we learned through the process of SHEP, S-H-E-P, and SHEP stands for Smallholder Horticulture Empowerment and Promotion, started in Kenya in 2006. The beauty of this SHEP approach is that it has introduced a system whereby farmers are not only encouraged to be sensitive to the needs of the market, but also they are put in an environment where they can motivate themselves without being motivated by somebody out from outside. Encouraged by the great success in Kenya, on the occasion of TICAD 5 in 2013, Prime Minister Abe of Japan declared that Japan would help expand this business model to 10 African countries. And since then, the Kenyan and the Japanese experts have been jointly working hard, and currently as many as 23 African countries have adopted this model in some way or another, producing similarly positive results. Yesterday, a seminar was organized jointly by JICA and the Kenyan Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries to share the achievements of this SHIP approach. One of the young Kenyan farmers testified that with the SHIP approach, he learned that farming is a well-paying business and that how his life and how his outlook on life has changed. He no longer sees agriculture as a boring, risky, or unproductive, or unfashionable business. Other farmers from another country in East Africa explained how they were able to renew their homes, how they were able to get access, to power and water and motorbikes. I believe these testimonials have a very important implication, that is, agricultural farming can be turned into a very attractive business with appropriate support. If it is so, agriculture perceived as an attractive business will not only help improve agricultural productivity, but also help deter massive migration of farmers or rural people into urban areas. Ladies and gentlemen, before concluding, I'd like to add one point, and that is on the importance of nutritional security, as has been widely advocated on various occasions. In this connection, I'm pleased to announce that on the occasion of this TICAD conference, TICAD 6, JICA is ready to start a new initiative called IFNA, or the Initiative for Food and Nutrition Security in Africa, in collaboration with a number of partner organizations, many of whose representatives are here present this morning. We are hoping that this framework of IFNA will complement existing programs and platforms in such a way that various stakeholders can get together to implement people-centered nutrition policies, programs, and activities on the ground. Finally, to recap, my points have been that a rice-green revolution is actually happening. Two, agriculture can be turned into an attractive business. And three, we are ready to intensify our efforts to further intensify our efforts toward nutritional security in Africa. I hope these points will be of some relevance to the discussions that will follow this morning. Thank you for your attention.